I want to start the show. Could you please sit down? Sit down. Would you sit down, please? Please sit down.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Happy Monday to you. I think it's Monday, I'm not sure. Could be Thursday. That's close. Christmas is half a year away. And already, I see advertising on television for Christmas items. Yeah, they call it Christmas in July. They got that wrong. I'm still coming off of Thanksgiving in April. That was a tough holiday. Kids love Easter in November. They go hunting for eggs right after they have the turkey. It's pretty cool. I celebrate my birthday in June. It's really in November, but it's birthday in June. It's kind of interesting. I get presents, but I don't. Summer is a very weird time of year because it's really hot out and it confuses people. I see a lot of people just wandering around the streets. I don't think it's because they're homeless or anything like that. I just think it's just hot and they don't know where they live. That happens to me all the time. Nobody has a schedule during the summer. You know, it's not like a work week or anything, or the kids are in school. It's just, there's no school buses to get stuck behind, and I don't know what to do with myself. Every day seems like the same. It gets light at 4:30 in the morning, doesn't get dark until 9 o'clock at night. The hell's going on with this? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Recently, President Trump, you know this guy? President Trump brought his daughter Ivanka overseas for the G20 summit. If you don't know what the G20 summit is, it's people walking around saying, "Gee, I thought you were 20. And then they get arrested shortly after. Ivanka Trump is supposed to be a very intelligent woman. A lot of people think she's very intelligent, but you know what? She's not. I think she's kind of like her father. I don't know if she went to school or not. I'm sure whatever school she got into was because her father got her in there. Let's face it, who are you trying to kid? It wasn't the grades. But many people think she's smart. Here's an example that she's really not. She doesn't know the meaning of many words, and in doing so, says things in interviews that make no sense whatsoever. For example,
if being complicit is wanting to be a force for good and to make a positive impact, then I'm complicit. I don't know what it means to be complicit.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Ivanka, what it means. It doesn't mean what you just said it is. Complicit means that you were involved in an illegal or criminal activity that has taken place. So I think you just admitted you were involved in a crime, Ivanka. Man, were you off in your meaning there. Go to school, honey. Go to school. And I call you honey not in a degrading female fashion, just that I have great affection for the fact that you don't know what words mean. That's okay, because you were appointed. This is a monarchy. Do you understand what this is? It's a monarchy. Trump is the president. That hurt me inside there. I got a little gas when I just said that. And he takes his son-in-law and gives him some kind of cabinet position, which is undefinable. This kid, this little rich kid, is somehow going to figure out how to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There's been people through the decades of great minds and intellect and experience trying to do this, and Jared Kushner comes around and says, I think I can figure it out. And then Trump, and that's a family thing, and then Trump takes his daughter, Ivanka, whom he said if he was younger, he would date her. I mean, what? What? Why did you say something like that? What's wrong with you? Do you know not the meaning of the word incest? Donald appoints his daughter to a cabinet post, a quasi one at that. Moves into the White House and starts getting involved in politics and government. And she has even less experience than Donald does, which means she has none whatsoever, even minus below none. And then he takes her to this big world summit where she talks and makes a fool of herself. She doesn't know what the hell's going on. She's not even aware that her clothing line was dropped. Anyway, that's what we're dealing with. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, here's another news item which floors me. I think it makes everybody sick. This is a bipartisan sickness. Did you hear about this story in a Walmart in Lufkin, Texas? In the freezer section of the Walmart, which is where we should all be. There's a half gallon of Bluebell ice cream that apparently this young girl, teenage girl, made a viral video of her taking this Bluebell ice cream carton out of the Walmart freezer case in Texas. She opens the lid, she takes her big freaking tongue, and this woman has a large tongue. This is like Mick Jagger kind of tongue. And she licks the ice cream from the open tub, and she licks it good. I think she has a great future in front of her in the pornographic field, but that's not the point here. She takes a big lick, laughs hysterically that she just did this, puts the lid back on the half gallon of ice cream, and then takes the tub and puts it back into the freezer and walks away. And this is so funny to her, but only to her, apparently. Well, she, in a very mature and a very intelligent manner, put this on YouTube to incriminate herself. And that would be something Ivanka could be complicit in doing. So I think Ivanka is complicit in this particular situation. So the video goes online. It becomes viral because most people in their right mind can't believe what they're watching. They don't find it to be funny in any sense. They find it to be absolutely disgusting. What if I had bought a half gallon of ice cream from Walmart, which, by the way, shouldn't be happening? You don't buy half gallons of ice cream from Walmart. You do it from a supermarket where people don't lick the cartons. In Walmart, everything is licked. You know that, right? We know that. Sure. You put on underpants that you bought from Walmart, someone has already peed in them. Ron, that's disgusting. I know, I know. I had to do it to wake you up. So police got involved. The half gallon of ice cream that was licked was recovered from the Walmart freezer and is now in evidence at the police department in Lufkin, Texas. So this video that was posted to Instagram, this was on June 28th. There were copycat videos all of a sudden. See, this is the danger. This is why social media is such a wonderful thing. You see something terrible and people go out and they try to imitate it. I walk amongst them. I walk amongst the stupidest people on the planet right here in America. It's unbelievable. It could start a tamper-proof foil top of package kind of thing by ice cream companies now, thanks to this little girl. In an emailed statement, Bluebell Ice Cream said it identified the Walmart in Lufkin, Texas, about 120 miles northeast of Houston, as a store where the malicious act of food of tampering took place, in which Ivanka Trump was apparently complicit. And they're doing everything they can to make sure that doesn't happen. Again, the girl, by the way, the teenage girl, was identified, obviously, because she released a viral video with her face and her tongue in it. Well, of course they identified her. They did arrest her. They're withholding her name because she is a juvenile. And boy, was she acting like one. And she's going to pay for her damage. And there you have it. Here's what you got to realize. You go to any supermarket or any Walmart, you can open most all of the ice cream containers and put crap in it. You can put stuff in it. You can tamper with it. And far worse than someone licking it. I mean, seriously, the girl didn't look like she had kind of any great sexual disease. She was a teenager, my God. And on top of it, there are many perverted people that would probably kiss her anyway. I mean, when you're kissing people, you're kind of licking them. Isn't that like what you're doing? Be careful when you kiss people. You're basically licking their mouth. Yeah, I say yuck on in one sense, and I say shikabowow in another sense. All right, that's enough about that. Get myself in trouble here. Walk around licking things. Man, oh man. I have a great guest coming up a little bit later in the program. It should be quite an unbelievable experience for you. If Trump only had a brain, I swear that
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
If only.
Here on the Ron Van Dam Show, our policy is anything goes.
Do not twist my nipples.
Okay, almost anything goes. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Podcast.
Well, we have an interesting guest coming up. I'm going to talk about giraffes. Are you serious, Ron? Are you serious? You're going to talk about giraffes? Yeah, I am. And I'll tell you why. They are amazing creatures. They have long necks. Nothing has a long neck like a giraffe. I've looked around. I can't find anything that has a longer neck than a giraffe. They're amazing creatures. I saw one recently at a Brockton Fair. It's a city near where I live called Brockton. It's a lovely place. I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing. I had a nasal condition just come up suddenly. They had a giraffe there, and I thought, wow, man, giraffes are just incredible. They're like, I think, the second largest selling stuffed animal. I say I think because I just made that up, but they probably are, but don't quote me. I made that up. I'll admit to you when I make something up, I made that up. Giraffes are probably not the second most popular stuffed animal purchased around the world, but they could be. I think it starts with the panda bear, and then it goes to the elephant. And I don't think giraffe is in the top three at all. But for the purposes of this particular interview that I'm about to do, I will say it's probably the top stuffed animal. Just imagine if you were a giraffe, if you had a long neck like that, all the things you could do. Can you imagine you'd be stuck in traffic, you know, there's bumper to bumper, you can't go forward, you can't go backwards, you can't switch lanes, you're just stuck, and you're wondering, man, how long are we going to be stuck in traffic here? And wouldn't it be great if you could just, like, open up your sunroof or your moonroof in your car, if you have one, and just stick your head up there and go about, like, about 30 feet above all the cars and just look down the street with your big giraffe neck? That's, like, impossible. But wouldn't that be wonderful? That way you could be short and yet tower above everybody. How would that work? Yeah, you could have like short little horse legs and yet have a neck that is like a crane working on a construction building thing. Giraffes are wonderful. The problem is giraffes are becoming less populated because human beings, of which we're embarrassingly a part of the species. Sometimes I'm very embarrassed to be a human being. I really am. We're supposed to be the most intelligent species ever, and yet we walk around killing things, not only ourselves, but all the animals which we coexist with, of which we coexist, I should say, more grammatically. I was complicit in saying that incorrectly. We go killing animals, man. I can understand a mosquito on your arm. I get that. But these innocent animals just walking through the woods? Come on. Deer, beautiful animals. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. The big Bambi eyes. If you went to a Bambi movie, you would probably end up crying. Yet there are guys in camouflage suits and women too with guns going after deer who are just freaking standing there. It's not like, watch out for a deer. They're going to charge us and eat our bellies open. They don't do that. We shoot them for sport and for meat, which isn't all that tasty, to be honest with you. It's called venison. They don't even want to call it deer meat because they know how horrible a phrase that would be. I went out last night for dinner. I had deer meat. You disgusting bastard! No, you say venison. Venison. I had venison last night. Oh, venison. Ooh, the venison. Yeah, it's better than deer meat. You know, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with you? Anyway, we're going to talk about giraffes. And that's going to happen momentarily. First, you know, this show doesn't pay for itself. You obviously are not contributing whatsoever financially. So somebody has to. So we run these little commercials and, I don't know, helps out.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
You too. Karen Gross joins us. She's taught and continues to teach across the world in the educational pipeline. She's a former college president and senior advisor to the U.S. Department of Education, and she does everything. She joins us now. We've talked to her before. She is a lover of giraffes, I think is the bottom line here, as most of us are, and she brings this concept to kids and adults and everybody, this love of giraffes. And we talked to her about her prior publication. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to be back with you.
Yeah.
And yes, I am a lover of giraffe and try to preserve them.
Of course.
So that they don't become extinct.
Yes. And the best way to do that is to teach our young people and everybody just how precious they are. And this is a good way of doing it. When young people understand these things, they carry it with them through their lives. So it's a good thing you're doing here. Lady Lucy. Lady Lucy is the giraffe, the character giraffe that we're talking about. And I know that World Giraffe Day is coming up. Is that true?
Yes. World Giraffe Day is June 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And this new book, Are You a Giraffe?, has Lucy out searching for a giraffe. She's never seen one.
Uh-huh.
And she goes to all these creatures and says, "Are you a giraffe?" And they go, no, look up. And then eventually she sees four different giraffes because there are four species of giraffe.
Oh, I did not know that.
You
know, when we go to these animal parks, I'm not in favor of zoos, animal parks, different. The giraffe is by far, the animal of fascination because they're so majestic and tall and just look so different. And you can see children just like in awe of this being.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Giraffes are the tallest living creature in today's world.
Yes.
And so I think one of the things that's appealing is just how big they are.
Uh-huh.
Their foot is the size of a dinner plate.
Wow.
And so for people to see giraffes, but see also how gentle they are and how actually funny they are. They almost smile, and their tongue is purple and about 19 to 21 inches long. I mean, these are remarkable creatures, and you just want to embrace them. And for me, the key is we need to keep them from becoming extinct.
Sure.
So that they can continue to live on our earth.
What has happened over the decades? I mean, I thought that the restrictions on hunting and how you treat animals in the wild has been for the better, and yet the population is still decreasing.
So there are 111,000 giraffes total.
Oh.
111,000 giraffes left.
Really?
On the continent of Africa, which is where they're from.
Uh-huh.
In a few regions, the number of giraffes are increasing. But in the balance of the regions, the number of giraffes are declining.
Mm.
And so there are many reasons for the decline in the giraffe population. But what we're starting to do now is put trackers on those funny little horns that giraffes have at the
uh-huh.
top of their head.
Uh-huh.
To keep track of them so that one can figure out where they go and why they die.
Hmm.
And interestingly, these trackers are named Twiga trackers,
uh-huh.
which is truly a tongue twister. Twiga is the Swahili word for giraffe.
Hmm.
So when you say we're putting 250 Twiga trackers, try saying that three times.
I cannot do it.
The goal is to learn the real answers to what's happening to these amazing creatures.
Interesting. Well, why did you go the route of the children's books?
So my background is higher education.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized actually that if you want to make a real difference, you have to back up the educational train and start early and often. And the key to academic and psychosocial success is reading, actually. And so I started writing children's books, and now I'm writing them for even younger children.
Uh-huh.
So I sort of started writing a book for kids age, I don't know, maybe 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved 4 to 6, and now I have a book for 0 to 3. So I'm really backing up the train.
I guess
pretty soon there'll be no place to go.
Yeah, you can't do much better than 0 there, but I think you'll find a way. I like the way that you use Lady Lucy as the person that learns and that appreciates, because then a child can put themselves into the position of the main character.
Well, it's interesting. She's a multiracial character. Mm-hmm. She's very appealing looking. I mean, she looks fun on the cover. She's like jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the book, when she finds Giraffe, she leaps up into the air. So I hope she's a character that children can relate to, and with respect to which they sort of see themselves, as you suggested.
Yes, yes.
And this book, by the way, the Are You a Giraffe? Kids actually can learn the whole story and almost repeat it, because it's within it got lots of repetition and opportunity to sort of engage with the book.
Mm-hmm.
So when she hits these animals that are not giraffes, they go, no, 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 I'm not a giraffe. And then when she finds the ones who are giraffe, they go, yes, 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 they're giraffes. And kids like saying no and yes.
Sure.
So it's a good book.
Oh, they like saying no. I know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Yes. Yes, they like saying no. The book.
Correct.
You're correct. You are correct. The book's available everywhere, I assume.
It is. It's available from Amazon. It's available from North Shire, which is www.northshire.com.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon has it and other bookstores. And my hope, by the way, is that kids also read in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a book that they can read or have read to them or with them. And that's a really good strategy, too, for keeping your imagination going over the summer. And a portion of the proceeds from this and my other giraffe book will go to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation.
Great.
To ensure that we work really hard to save these creatures.
You know what's interesting, Karen, is when you do a children's series, adults get involved. Obviously, someone has to buy the book for the child. So either they read with the child or they purchased it, and they get into it as much as the child does. And they, as an adult, get an appreciation for the animal and the preservation thereof. And it actually gets parents and adults involved in the cause as well. It's an interesting kind of, you talked about a backlash going backwards. It's kind of a backlash going forwards, which I guess is a forward lash. But it also educates adults, because they all of a sudden become involved in something that they wouldn't be involved in previously.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. It's sort of like reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the parents teaching the children actually are educating the parents about these creatures.
Correct. Correct.
So you get benefits running both ways.
It's very similar to a child seeing a giraffe and an adult seeing a giraffe. An adult will look at the giraffe and go, that is fascinating. But when they see that experience through the eyes of a child, it's a whole different viewpoint and a whole different feeling, simply because your child is viewing that. You're not looking at the giraffe now. You're looking at the giraffe through the eyes of your child. Very interesting.
I agree. But one of the interesting things is that because giraffes are present in many animal parks and safaris here in the United States, people don't think of them as becoming extinct.
Yes, and in fact,
we watch them give birth, like April, and we follow them. And somehow extinction isn't the topic we talk about. But the truth of the matter is that in their native country, they are seriously at risk of dying off. So I think we have to remember that as we enjoy them at the zoo. The point should be not, oh, there are plenty of them.
Right.
The point should be we have to work really hard to preserve them.
Yeah.
So they do not become extinct.
Yeah, I think these parks have to, you know, they usually put up little plaques, and then they should say what the population is, and that way the adults can go, whoa, I did not know that. But that is a good point of contact to educate yourself. It's LadyLucyQuest.com, Lady Lucy, L-U-C-Y, Quest.com.
Lucy with an S, Lady Lucy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Lady That's Lucy's. All right. No, you're right. You're right. Lady Lucy's with an S, Quest.com. Or you can Google that and you'll still get to the same place.
Yeah, or you can go to Kid Books by Karen.
Well, that's easier.
And find them there.
Well, they're both easy, actually. All right. Well, I'm glad that you're not extinct, Karen. That was weird.
Thank you.
That was
me too.
That was a weird compliment I just gave you. That's very strange. I don't think you'll ever hear that again.
I think that's true. It's very nice to be with you again. And to your listeners, I hope you celebrate June 21st as World Giraffe Day, and perhaps your children will enjoy the new book, Are You a Giraffe?
Great. Thank you so much, Karen.
All right. Look forward to being with you again.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I thank my guests today, and I thank you as well for being a part of this fiasco. I'll be back again tomorrow as we do a new show every single weekday. Heard here on New England Broadcasting, Spotify, YouTube Music, YouTube Video, SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, your bathroom. I'm all over the place, so catch us there. I wish you peace.